Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Hal Luby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenbe. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hod Leesenbe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby strikes out. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell to second, and Moses is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Rosenthal moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney races to the bag and beats Appling for the out. There's the throw to second, and Peters drops the ball. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0 for 1 in the game. Luby hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 1 in the game. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Puccinelli moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Hayes. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puccinelli scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 0 for 1 in the game. Leesonby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Krivic trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Radcliffe scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. There goes Appling trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-2 in the game. Luby hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stratton hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Leesonby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 11-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pete strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Merv Shea now catching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Puccinelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Moss now catching. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stratton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe scores. It's 13-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rosenthal hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. It's 14-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 15-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peete hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peters fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Leesenby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesenby is 0-for-2 in the game. Leesenby takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's 16-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Les Rock pinch hits for Zeke Bonura. Les Rock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Luby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's 17-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got three RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Les Rock now playing first base. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Luby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luby is 0-for-3 in the game. Luby hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Puccinelli takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Higgins moves to third. Puccinelli moves to second. It's 17-2, White Sox. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 17, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.